start that recording. Okay, we are going to have a look at core messages for 2019 that we can put out there as Streetlight UK. And when I say core messages, I mean we know why we exist. So we've gone through that. What our purpose is, building relationship with women to exit support. But within that, this year, we want to have some targets, some things that we can go for. And, you know, I could just say, right, we're going to go for this, we're going to go for that. But I think it would be a good team exercise for us to do something together around this. And then what we'll do, we'll integrate that into our communication plan on our social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on anything, any awareness events that we do. So what could that look like? I'm sure we've got some professionals in the room that have been in meetings like this where you can bandy around ideas. Again, let's pass these around. More little slips again. And don't write big sentences, but write words, okay? So just maybe put one word on one post-it and let's put them up there.
Like, you mean themes?
So, themes. As in, bearing in mind that the overarching thing is about the women, okay? So it's all about the women, okay? The end goal down here is this. Excellent, okay?
Are we talking about themes of communication to, like, our stakeholders?
Right, so this is about, yes. So this is not necessarily to the women. We could have two columns, actually. Let's do that. So let's have one here, which is to do with partners.
Partners.
And potential partners. Okay? So, and that could be individuals. It could just be, like, people that come to an event that we're part of who've never heard of us. So what messages do we want to give them? And then what about the women? Is there something specific that we want to focus on in terms of the women? Now, the only thing that I felt quite strongly is it more relates to us as a team, but I felt like where we are in the process. When I was praying about this and sort of thinking about it, I had a sense, and I shared this at the London team recently, about the Isaiah scripture about enlarging the place of your tent, stretching your tent, strengthening your stakes. So the whole concept of that is about making more room, is about making more space for the women, basically, and for what we want to see happen in their lives. So, yeah, let's just, I don't want to be too prescriptive because I don't want to set the agenda. I want it to come from us as a team. Just as the things that we could use, you can think of the words, some of the words that we've already used as well about the women. I'll give you one example. We might say this year, out of everything that we do, we want to place a woman's, the fact that we see women as valuable. That could be our core message this year. Or it might be that we see a woman as brave. So we're looking to get to come to a consensus. Right, but let's have a think through that. All right, so just start writing some words down as you get them, plop them up on the board. You can put them either side, they might go, put them in the middle if they kind of go across. Messages that we would like to do, and then we'll add to that. You can do more than one, you can do several. So our strap line, for instance, is choices or choice for change.
Yeah.
That's one of our strap lines. We also have a couple of hashtags, so we have average age 12. We also have choice for change is a hashtag as well that we use. up there and then we'll start having a chat about it. So how long do we have in this? Take an extra 5 minutes on this because I ran over on the other one. Okay. Right, so let's have a look at some of the words that we've got up here. Okay. So, some of the words that we've got on this side for partners and potential partners, which could really be anybody. It could be statutory, it could be your next door neighbour, it could be anybody that could be a potential partner with us. Political change, phoenix rising from the ashes, change, involvement, placement, quantitative accurate reporting, that's an interesting one, influence, women come first, empowerment, the women matter, emphasis on need, education. Okay, so is there a theme coming out of that at all? Well, the word change is there twice. And that change presumably is towards the women. Yeah? Those of you who wrote that?
Political change, I meant.
Or perceptions. Okay, someone else write that down, perceptions. So I would maybe put societal perceptions.
Like the norms,
yes.
Basically changing.
Challenging, could someone else write down challenging the norm? Challenging the status quo. Anything else anyone else wants to add up there? I know it's just after lunch and I'm asking you to really think. But out of those words, is there a theme coming together? Is there something that we're seeing? Education?
It's like it's been a credible, responsible service that enables women, that enables change. Both at a societal level and at an individual level.
Education, empowerment for change.
Yeah, that's a few more
words. See, all of those go together. That's influence, I'd put that in there as well. That's really interesting. Okay, let's just park that for a moment. We'll come back to it in a second. And then over here, in terms of the women, we've got freedom. We've got goals, change, plan, you matter, transformation, that's freedom, feel safe, loved, opportunities, choices, freedom to choose, exit strategy. Yeah, that's kind of in the middle, isn't it? Empowerment, I put that with freedom and empowerment and transformation.
Emancipation.
Sorry?
Emancipation, empowerment means giving someone. Emancipation is empowering
themselves. Yeah, maybe write emancipation down then and plot that up here. The women come first. That's probably over here, isn't it? The women matter. That's over here as well. And then exit strategy. Where does that fit? What's this? That's emancipation. Okay. Okay, we're getting a little
exit
bit.
Exit is kind of the freedom too, right? They're exiting.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. So we'll stop that over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else to add in?
I got this about connection because I think that...
Connection.
That's good.
Through creative
space.
Really is that connected
good.
Through... What does that mean? Connection for the women?
For them, yes, because they are coming from isolated Spain.
Yeah. Yes.
So connection to what? Connection to...
Well, for them to...
Connected to society. I'm just putting it out there. Someone else write it down. Connection to society.
It's connection back to a real life.
Okay, someone write that down. Connect. Reconnect.
Yeah.
So reconnect to society.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That is a big one. So reconnect to society. I'm going to put that just as a little bit there. Anything else around that? Okay, so we've got some emerging themes here. This one is around change through education, through legislation, through reporting, and having influence. What some other words that you would add to that? So if you were going to say that is a process, what are some other words that would bring education, bring political change? Bearing in mind we're talking about prostitution, trafficking.
I guess that was my education point. So if you can't affect change when people don't know what the issue is out there.
So ignorance, addressing ignorance.
Yeah.
Someone write that down.
I think that's different to the stigma. Yeah. I mean, it's that people just are unaware.
Breaking stigmas?
Yeah. It's actually breaking silence.
Yeah. So if you think of something, write it down and let's plop it up, because these are words that Ashley's going to go away and put together. Because she just asked me, give me a job, so I'll give you a job.
They're going to be in American spelling, though, I'm sorry.
Career development. Yeah, career development. Yep, pop that there. Any other words around this change?
Impact.
Impact, that's a great word. Let's have that word written down from someone. Kate's got it here. Any other words around that?
We have societal norms on my right.
Societal perceptions.
Yeah.
And we had, someone was going to put
about societal norms, changing.
It is changing societal norms.
Attitudes.
Could you write that down? So changing societal norms and changing attitudes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, attitudes is a good word. Mm-hmm. We want to challenge the attitudes in society.
And also words like spearheading, streetlight launches, spearhead.
Yeah, great. Let's write that down, someone then, spearheading.
And it's not just, I mean, it's like my mum, she won't, like, when I was in my MA, she didn't like reading any of my essays. She liked to live without knowing. So it's worse than ignorance, it's an actual, I don't want to know the realities of this situation, because actually that makes my world a nastier place.
Yeah.
So it's actually breaking,
open-minded.
It's being open-minded, it's being able to want to actually find out this information, but I don't know how to speak that into a single word.
If you put that in the context of this change, influence, education.
It's avoidance.
It's dealing with avoidance. So stopping avoidance, if we could have that. All right, let's park that one for the moment, and let's come back over here that now. Reconnect, that goes in there. Collective repair space. So this is now about the women. You matter. Freedom to choose. Transformation. Empowerment. Emancipation. Opportunities. That's a really big word. Opportunities. Connections. Another big word. Any other words that would say the same thing that we want to bring out? Around those
word
big.
The bringing something old out of that into something new, so that transition of refreshing.
So transformation, we've got the phoenix there.
Yeah.
That's the phoenix, isn't it?
There's a physical thing where you went from one thing very much to another that you can
Metamorphosis,
that's the Greek word, isn't it? The transformation. So yes. So metamorphosis. Any other words? Around change and freedom. Freedom's quite a theme actually.
Over it all, you always used to say the underperformance.
Could we get the light on?
Sorry? You always used to say, like, at the beginning, like when we used to meet up years ago, to underpromise and over deliver.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what is.
We need to keep that.
So we do, and what's the heart behind that is that we don't want to be another broken promise. So we want to be, the opposite to that, which is those who are consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a word that one of the women used as to why she's opened up to us, is that we're consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So can someone write consistent trust?
Stability,
trust, consistency. All three of those words are good words. So can you see what's happening here? This is a really good exercise that you can do in your life. just generally as well. I use this a lot when I'm trying to bash out what I think or feel about something, or, you know, if there's a particular theme I'm thinking about talking about or whatever, I think about what are the words, what are other things, and it begins to develop, okay? And so we've got two really strong themes coming through here. And what I'm going to do is give that to Ashley to take away, and she'll put her brain around that a little bit more.
You know the scripture where, I think it's Isaiah, when he rebuilds the foundations, and he rebuilds the foundations out of lapis lazuli.
Yes, precious stones.
And the precious stones.
Yeah.
But in order for that, it has to be broken down. For that, it's just the foundational thing of breaking it down and rebuilding it.
So maybe rebuilding foundations. It's like foundational things, isn't it? It's changing the foundations here, isn't it? Because the foundation's a wrong one here.
Mm-hmm.
And here, actually.
Yeah.
But or maybe there just isn't a foundation and never was one here.
That is built. We're building this on proper foundations.
Yeah.
It should be built on firm foundations, which is
maybe just put foundations down?
Yeah.
Firm foundations?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we'll park that there because we've gone over time, but that's a really, really good exercise. Ashley, I'll leave you to get those two groups up. We're now going to break down into your teams. So we're thinking about Dublin team, Horsham team, Crawley team. How many are here from Horsham Crawley? What we've got to make for two and two, isn't it?
Two and three.
So that's fine, unless you want to go as one. I'm happy if you want to go as one team.
Okay, so let's do that as one.
And let's break down into those teams. And just getting a little circle of chairs. And if you could just have... someone got a piece of paper. I'd like to do it quite interactively on the floor, actually. Someone got a piece of paper? I didn't bring any big bits of paper.
Team building.